Well, you know, those ones that were tapered and real, the real simple ones. You ever hear them called coffins?
Coffin. Yes, they're coffins.
Do you use the word coffin nowadays?
Oh, yes, it could be used.
And you say, after he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
What if they just sort of get hysterical or lose control of themselves? You say that they were really doing what?
Well, I'd say they were hysterical.
Do you ever say taking on or carrying on?
Well, they might say that, I guess.
Would you say either one of
them? No, not in regard to somebody at a funeral, because they might not be just carrying on. They might be in earnest.
Carrying on?
When they say carry on, you're kind of inferred that it's not real.
Uh-huh. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you were feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
feeling fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
What, arthritis?
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
Rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to die from, they'd choke up, they'd get blisters inside their throat.
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow. You know what I mean?
I know it, but I can't think of it right this minute. I know it very well.
Do you ever hear it called yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And when you have a
yellow jaundice or yellow jaundice, either way you want to call it.
When you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you call that?
Appendicitis.
And say if your neighbor has gotten some real exciting news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over here. You say, right after she got the news, she came over. Why?
To tell me, I guess.
And say if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you say he had to...
Well, you might say several things. You might say they were nauseated, and then you might say they upchucked, or you might say they vomited.
Which sounds the best?
Or generally, if anybody's nauseated, you have an idea that they have vomited.
Uh-huh.
And,
what's a really crude way of saying vomit?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear puke or barf or anything like that?
What?
Puke or barf or anything like that?
There's such a word as puke, but people don't use it in regard to vomiting, I don't think.
What do they use it in regard to?
I don't know. Really.
Say if someone vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Sick at his stomach.
And you say, if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you say that he was doing what?
Yeah, I don't know, he's getting interested in her or something.
Well, did you ever say he's
falling in love with her or something?
What about he's courting her or
something? Well, he might be courting her. I don't know, they don't have to court him to court him.